ahead of the World Humanitarian Day, we are happy to be joined by Mr. Ian Ridley, Head of Office, OCHA, South Sudan. Welcome, Ian.
Thank you.
And, well, just moving on, why exactly do we celebrate or observe the World Humanitarian Day?
Well, we observe World Humanitarian Day every year to pay tribute and remember those dedicated aid workers that are bringing humanitarian assistance to people suffering all over the world, including here in South Sudan. So mm-hmm. It's on the 19th of August every year, and this year we'll actually be commemorating the day on Friday.
Right.
Yes, and for South Sudan especially, how significant is this day?
Well, it's very significant in South Sudan, of course, because the humanitarian situation here is very dire and is getting worse, and we do acknowledge the work of thousands and thousands of humanitarian workers, most of them South Sudanese, mm-hmm. who are dedicating their lives to bringing relief and assistance to those many people that are suffering.
Right, and for an ordinary citizen listening in right now this morning, can you explain a typical day in the life of a humanitarian worker in South Sudan?
Well, that's very varied. If we take my job, for example, mm-hmm. I spend much of my time in an office planning in meetings with various colleagues, but I think I want to draw attention to those colleagues in the field all across the country who spend day after day delivering services, either receiving airdrops of food and making sure that gets to needy populations, working in hospitals and clinics across the country, or bringing other supplies, the drivers, the porters, the distributors, the talliers, all those dedicated people that work hard to make sure people get the humanitarian assistance they need.
Mm-hmm. Yes, South Sudan has been described as one of the worst places or very risky places for humanitarian workers. What should be done to, you know, make it a little more better for humanitarian workers in the country?
Yeah, unfortunately, South Sudan does have the distinction of being one of the most dangerous places in the world to be an aid worker. Mm-hmm. 82 aid workers have died since the beginning of the conflict in December 2013. That number's gone up by 23 mm-hmm. since World Humanitarian Day last year. Of course, the single biggest thing that can be done to make the job of the aid worker safer and more secure is to stop the fighting, and that's the single biggest thing that can help the population in need as well, of course. If the guns fall silent, then aid workers will be able to get on with their work, the country can get back on its feet, and then hopefully that aid work will no longer be necessary.
Right, and speaking about security there, well, the theme for this year is No, Not a Target, and can you briefly tell us what exactly this means in the context of South Sudan?
Yeah, so the Not a Target theme has come about because, unfortunately, in recent years, we've seen humanitarian workers, humanitarian facilities increasingly attacked by parties to conflict. That happens across the world, and particularly we've seen hospitals attacked in places like Afghanistan. Unfortunately, we've seen health clinics attacked and looted here in South Sudan. So the Not a Target is to draw attention to the fact that aid workers, the clinics, the warehouses that they use, and indeed the people that they serve, should not be a target in a conflict.
Right.
And yes, as we conclude this interview, what was your message for the World Humanitarian Day?
Well, I'd just like to pay tribute, as I said earlier, to all those many workers that are dedicating their lives, thousands and thousands of South Sudanese, helped by their colleagues from all across the world in the United Nations and the NGOs. Mm-hmm. And on their behalf, I'd like to appeal to everybody concerned to end the conflict and bring peace back to this beautiful country.
Ian, thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. We really do appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right. And that is Ian Ridley, who is the head of the office, OCHA, South Sudan.